felt the presence of God in sufficient manner to cast your hope upon him, believe in the good news of salvation, and commit to a life of joyful obedience to the King of Glory. If you see week after week the glory of God, I hope that it's instead of making you go, I'm not interested in that, that you've been very interested. I also hope and pray that when we come to these moments like this, when you see the unique and special visitation of God, there's something inside you that says, I want that. I want that. I don't want to just always have to read about it in a book. I want that in my life. If God is this glorious and he's willing to display his glory and share his glory with us, and I want that. I hope that everyone here could say that would be a real yearning in your heart. The first thing I want to talk about is the journey we've got to walk through. The Exodus is one of the great stories that must be known and told. It only runs about a year, which is shocking when we look at how much print is given to this 1 year in the history of the world. It's a 1 year, basically 1 year of time in the history of the world is given a lot of print. It must be important. A little review of Exodus might enlarge our appreciation for one of the greatest years in the history of the world. So I want to run through this real quickly, so if you haven't been here, you can maybe feel what we've been feeling. But if you have been here, you see the accumulation, the buildup to what we see in chapter 40. I want you to feel just what was happening when God said, pour this peace in and pours out his Holy Spirit. Okay, so 73 Israelites made their way into Egypt and grew into a force of 2 million slaves. Under the cruel bondage of Egyptian pharaohs, they prayed and cried out to God for deliverance. In a dreadful time when all male babies were being slaughtered, God raised up a savior among the Jewish people named Moses and placed him in the royal family of Egypt. Like, who could do that? To preserve and prepare for him for a great work. 40 years of age, he was run out of Egypt by the king of Egypt. And at 80 years of age, he met God in a burning bush and was sent back to Egypt by the King of Glory. Through the hand of Moses and Aaron, God performed 10 plagues so terrible that even pompous Pharaoh begged for the departure of the Hebrew nation. Prior to their departure, they celebrated the first ever Passover. They were led by God by a fire and a cloud till they were backed up at the Red Sea. And God cut a path into the sea to form a dry road through the sea for the Israelites, and then collapsed the sea upon the Egyptian army where they drowned. They began their journey toward Mount Sinai, tested by water from a rock, bread from heaven, war with the Amalekites. They showed their rebellious hearts when they bowed and danced before a golden calf. And God gave the Ten Commandments. Moses broke them. God gave the Ten Commandments again, and they repented and reaffirmed the covenant with God. And they were exceedingly generous for the tabernacle of God. God endowed them with spiritual giftings for the building of the dwelling place of God, and they built it according to the commandment of God given to Moses. They put it all together, set it up, clothed the priest of God, anointed all the priests and all the tabernacle and everything in it, and then watched God not run away.